Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, October 9th, 2012, and this is Master Executive Council Communication Vice Chairperson Rakia Jones reporting. As United moves through the phases of their merger, we will continue to see the redeployment or movement of flying between the subsidiaries in the domestic and international operations as management attempts to place aircraft in markets to match the demand of passengers and maximize revenue opportunities. Because this isn't necessarily an exact science, change is a constant. With the expansion of flying assigned at Newark to the JFK domicile, combined with the opening of a new United Flight Attendant domicile in Houston and several new Continental Flight Attendant satellite bases, the reassignment of flying between the subsidiaries is evident. As a result of these changes, some domiciles, bases, will see an increase in size, while others may see a modest decrease in flying. United's recently announced additional anticipated changes to international flying that will be effective during the summer of 2013 is a result of these redeployment initiatives. There remains outstanding number of questions about how the company will manage these changes in flying and how these will impact flight attendant schedules. Our contract has a number of built-in job security and income protections, as well as provisions the company can use to manage these changes. The scope provisions of our contract ensure that United flight attendants work on United aircraft, while the transition and process agreement ensures maintenance of the flying ratios that existed between the two subsidiaries as of the date of the merger until a combined contract is ratified. Management has the ability to operate a number of levers in meeting all of the contract requirements. This includes adjusting line averages, changing where flying is assigned through the ID construction process, and including all staffing in the pre-scheduled flying in the bid package. In addition, additional schedule flexibility is available to flight attendants through the use of 30-day A&P and increased daily A&P, which includes opportunities for the use of data time vacation. At the same time, our reserve rotation system ensures that flight attendants who have reached their fifth anniversary will be guaranteed to hold a line of flying at minimum every other month. This requirement ensures that flying is assigned to each location to meet the company's line holder obligation for the flight attendants at the location. Should you have any additional questions, please contact your local council office. It's time to enroll in United's 2013 annual benefits. 2 weeks remain for active employees to participate in the annual benefits enrollment. This enrollment period for active employees will end on October 23rd. Retirees will be able to select their 2013 benefits during the second enrollment period from October 24th through November 9th. Be sure to review the changes to next year's benefits outlined in United's enrollment guide. If you haven't received your guide in the mail, you can download a copy through United's Working Together website. Some of these changes include the dependent certification process, mental health and substance abuse services under the Blue Cross Blue Shield, and the health care flexible spending account annual limit. If you are currently enrolled for 2012 benefits and do not choose to make an election for 2013, you will continue with the same coverage level or a replacement plan selected by United if your current coverage is no longer available. Your health care dependent care flexible spending account elections will not automatically carry over to 2013. Remember that some plans are subject to change, so it is always a good idea to review your benefits during the open enrollment period and ensure you make the decisions affecting your health care coverage. After you review your benefit options, log on to your benefits resource on United's Flying Together website to view plan rates, make plan elections, certify your dependents, confirm beneficiaries, and complete your benefits enrollment. You can access United's YBR, your benefits resource, through the United useful website links on our AFA website. United is offering benefit enrollment fares through the system to provide information about benefits. Information about location and times is provided in your enrollment guide. If you have questions about the 2013 benefits enrollment or United's your benefits resources, call the United Airlines Benefits Center at 1-800-651-1007. The 2013 Fall United Master Executive Council meeting will be held October 23rd through 25th, 2012 at the Hyatt Rosemont in Chicago. Elections will take place at the upcoming fall MEC meeting for the following MEC committee positions: Central Schedule Committee member and Grievance Committee vice chairperson contract. Candidates for the above positions must be active members in good standing and should submit a resume or a signed willingness to serve statement, preferably 15 days prior to the election date. Interested candidates are encouraged but not required to give an in-person interview at the 2012 Fall MEC meeting. Any candidate who wishes to appear for an interview must do so at their personal expense. For more information or to submit your resume and willingness to serve statement, send an email to mecsec@unitedafa.org. Indicate MEC election in the subject line. You may also mail your resume and willingness to serve to Jeff W. Heisey, Secretary Treasurer, AFA United Master Executive Council, 6250 North River Road, Suite 4020, Rosemont, Illinois, 60018. The first of three presidential debates between President Barack Obama and Governor Mitt Romney was held last week and opened the important dialogue between the candidates on a number of issues. The vice presidential debate between Vice President Joe Biden and Congressman Paul Ryan will be televised live at 9 p.m. Eastern Time this Thursday, October 11th on C-SPAN, ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC, as well as all cable news channels. Because this will be the only debate between the two vice presidential candidates before the November 6th presidential election, we encourage you to watch if possible. These presidential debates give candidates the opportunity to challenge each other on issues related to domestic and foreign policy. These debates also give us an opportunity to rate the candidates on their consistency, credibility, and comportment. As you watch the debates, take into consideration where the candidates stand on issues that affect your day-to-day job as a flight attendant. It is important for us to consider which candidate is most likely to support the issues that will affect our flight attendant community based on their history and actions, not nebulous future promises. With the recent attacks on labor unions, it is imperative that our next president supports collective bargaining rights that give us a voice in the workplace. We are only 28 days away from the 2012 presidential elections. Make sure that you are registered to vote or have requested an absentee ballot. You can find voter registration information as well as information about the presidential candidates on the elections 2012 section of our website at www.unitedafa.org. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.